Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The head coach of Boston College football on this show every week is powered by Verizon and by Shaw's and Star Market. Look for the new lower prices every day tags throughout the store and save on the items that you buy the most. Good morning, Bill O'Brien.
Morning, guys. I thought maybe you would skip me today because of the Sox, man.
Yeah.
But I appreciate you guys having me on.
Well, I'm assuming that you watched last night, being a Red Sox fan. It was somewhat disappointing.
I kind of always listen a little bit before I go on, just to make sure I'm calling at the right time. And I heard the guy call. I heard the guy call in and say that there's no doubt he could get down a bunt. And I was like, buddy, have you ever sat behind home plate and watch how these guys pitch? It's a 99-mile-an-hour heater that's moving. So
yeah, not so much. I don't think. Maybe not so much. You probably heard Curtis's lead, and I'm sure you've watched, maybe not film-wise, but at least in a game situation, Shador Sanders play. Are you surprised that he's not starting this week?
No. I think that you know, it's hard to know what's going on inside the organization, but Kevin Stefanski is a good football coach. He's been around a lot of good quarterbacks, and I'm sure that he's made the decision based on, you know, who's practicing the best and, you know, who has the best, you know, knowledge of what they're trying to do. I that's what I would assume. I'm not there, but, you know, that's kind of what I would assume is going on.
Bill, obviously not the outcome you wanted last weekend against Cal, but when you look at what went wrong, I guess it was another game of missed opportunities for you guys, whether it was penalties, the interceptions by Lonergan, or the missed tackles. What do you think is the biggest issue that's facing you guys this season?
That's what it is. I mean, it's very difficult to get it fixed, because, you know, we're working hard to get it fixed, but it's basically 4 to 5 plays in every phase of the game that the other team right now is making those plays and we're not, whether it's an interception or maybe we dropped an interception or, like you said, missed tackle, or, you know, maybe they make a tackle in space that we don't make in space. So, you know, I think I'm not that concerned about the penalties, and I can't really talk about that because I got reprimanded a little bit about the penalties and my quotes on the officials. But
Was there a fine involved? Did you have to pay a fine?
I mean, in the past I have, that's for sure. But anyways, I really feel like we're close, and I understand BC fans don't want to hear that. I get it, but I think these guys are really close to understanding, you know, how we need to win, and they work very hard this week. We got to practice this morning, and I think we'll be ready to go.
Bill, you guys have done a really good job when it comes to your passing offense and yards per game with a young quarterback. How much are you talking to him about, you know, ball security? Because if you look at that game, I believe it was two interceptions you threw inside the 10-yard line. How much do you talk about making sure we're making the right decisions, especially when we're inside the scoring zone?
Yeah, no doubt, Wig. I mean, I think that's the big thing. Like, Dylan, you know, at times has looked really, a lot more than at times. He's looked very, very good. And then there's times, and he's still a young quarterback. This will only be his fifth start of his whole career. And so, you know, it's just like you said, hey, if it's not there, it's okay to punt. It's okay to throw it away. And so I think he's, you know, he has a lot of confidence in his own ability. So sometimes he tries to thread the needle and he can't do that. And so, you know, sometimes it's protection. There's a little bit of a protection breakdown. So he gets hit right when he's throwing it. So it's not all on him, but we've worked very hard this week with him to understand, hey, this game plan, these reads and how we want to attack Pitt.
Bill, does it make it more important or more, I guess, more pressure on the players knowing that they have another ACC opponent ahead of them and you need to start getting wins within the league?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, I think that we really try to approach it, you know, as 12 one-game seasons. We really try to preach that to our guys. You know, I don't think they feel all this pressure. I think they're very frustrated, Courtney. I think they're frustrated. They know, you know, it was kind of a frustrating locker room last week. You know, we had the lead. We got the lead back. You know, we lost the lead. We got it back. Then, you know, they took the lead late. We drove it down to the 4-yard line, had a chance to score a couple times and threw an interception. So I think that they know that they're right on the doorstep of winning. And this is, you know, this, I mean, this is the type of program, you know, we're not going to be in any blowouts one way or the other. We're going to be in close games where these plays make the difference and, you know, making the right decision, tackling people, being communicated, you know, all the way across to be on the same page is huge. And so we got to take it one play at a time. And that's what we're working hard to do.
Yeah, that loss on Saturday is like an art form at Boston College. My entire life, the coaches have changed. Instead of just losing, and then you get that circus phenomenal catch down to the 5-yard line, and I'm like, oh, they're going to win. This is awesome. And then just in time to get kicked in the nuts. But Billy, I'm curious. You're going to be playing at the same time, and you got a lot on your plate. But I'm fascinated by Dabo Swinney against Bill Belichick this weekend. Obviously, Clemson's in a unique spot. They've been struggling with the new way of the world in college football, and then you got Bill Belichick coming off the bye week. What are those two coaches like? What are their similarities? What are their differences? And do you have an opinion on what may transpire on Saturday?
That's a great question. So this is my 33rd year in coaching, so I've been fortunate to get to know a lot of head coaches, and Dabo does a great job. I mean, he's very, very bright guy. And I think that the matchup of those two with all of his experience, and then Bill doesn't have a ton of experience in college football, is going to be fascinating, you know. And I know that both teams are ready to go. I think the game's at North Carolina, if I'm correct. So yes. I think that's I'm sure they'll have a great crowd there. And, you know, I think that they both, you know, they're both very different people, but I know that over the course of many, many years, Bill has spent time at Clemson because, you know, Dabo's had a lot of great players. I coached a bunch of Clemson guys in Houston, and, you know, those guys were very prepared and they were very, very good players. And so I have a lot of respect for Dabo, and you guys know how I feel about Bill. So I think it's an unbelievable matchup of two guys that have been at the highest level, you know, one in pro football, one in college football, and now, you know, both teams, just like I said, all of us, we're all, you know, a lot of us are struggling a little bit, but it's going to be interesting to watch, you know, see that game on film when we get back.
Speaking of other college coaches, what would your reaction be to a linebacker on an opposing team who went IG official on the week you're playing him with a cuddle photo with your daughter, Bill O'Brien?
Yeah, I mean, that...
I have two sons, thank God. But anyways.
I mean, that's dirty. That is dirty business.
Yeah, the whole social media is wild to me. It's absolutely wild. But I kind of follow, and I know Lane a little bit. I've known Lane for a long time, and he's definitely an interesting character and a very good coach. And I'm sure, but that's a whole story unto itself. I don't even know what to say. I'm flabbergasted.
Well, Billy, you're playing Pitt this week, and they're 2-2, but they have a coach in Pat Narduzzi. He's been down there for a long time. He's been able to put together some good teams. One thing that they really do, and it seems like they consistently do every year, is get after the quarterback. What have you talked to your O-line, your quarterback, about, especially their pass rush and their ability to get after and put pressure on the quarterback?
Yeah, you're exactly right. These guys play very hard. I mean, in all three phases. And so with our offensive line and our running backs, they're involved in protection. We have to block to the echo of the whistle. We have to. And that's one thing for us. When you turn on the film for Boston College, we play very hard. We can never stop that. And that's going to be a huge deal in this game. Like, who can finish better than the other team, because Pitt does a great job. Pat does an awesome job of getting his kids to play very, very hard for 60 minutes. And so we have to match that and then some. And we've emphasized that big time all week, Wig.
Bill O'Brien, we are hoping for a Red Sox win tonight, and we will do the same when it comes to Boston College this week. And thank you for taking the time, as always.
Thank you, guys. Go Sox.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland. Think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.